Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We're going to shift our focus to the NFL. And gentlemen, I want to put you guys to the test once again. You know I love doing this, and this one could be a little bit more complicated. Tolos, you might be able to help out. 877-881-1053. From CBS Sports, I have the top five rivalries of the 1990s NFL. Top five rivalries.
Okay.
Now, KG, we're bringing you to the show today. I'm going to give you the opportunity. How many of these five do you believe that you can name?
I'm confident in one for sure.
Is that your opening bid?
That's my opening bid. I got one in a possible.
Nice. Starting real high.
Yeah. Reggie,
I got one in a possible.
Can you name more than one, or are you both going to give the finger to this segment before it even starts?
Because I'm a good teammate, I'm upping the bid to two.
Oh,
you got two in a possible or just two? No, solid two?
No, he says solid two. And remember, if you get any wrong, you're out and you lose.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to stick with my one in a possible then.
Well, you could. Let me also tell you, this is your opportunity to hype up your football knowledge, hype up what you're doing with Will Chambers, hype up what you're rolling with in the weekend. Are you really?
I feel like you're goading me.
That's 100%
what
I'm
doing. Yeah, I feel like this is a real wrestling bit right now. I feel like you're goading me like a real heel would.
Are you really going to back down right now with the world listening?
All right, Kevin, I'll give you two in a possible.
So you're going to go with three then?
No, I said two in a possible.
Oh, that's not how this works.
Yeah, you have to bid.
We take definitive answers. Can you do three without getting any incorrect?
All right, let's do three.
Whoa!
Let's do it. All right.
Yeah, because I was not ready for that, too.
Oh. No, word. That's how you're going to play me out, Reggie. I see.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You're the new guy.
I got you. Okay.
Reggie was faking it, man.
Okay, all right.
He just fake eBay bidded
definitely
you right
just
there.
Got. All right.
All right.
Okay.
The top five rivalries of the NFL in the 1990s. Per CBS Sports, 877-881-1053. And you know I'm not reading that one about Michael Irvin, all right? I make allusions to that sometimes, but I'm not reading them. And from the 817, text in, because they said I can name them all. I don't want you to help, Kevin, but I want you to text them in right now. I need to say KG so people don't get confused. All right.
Yeah, stop referring to yourself in the third person, Kevin.
Man, you know what? When I covered high school athletics.
There's an art form to that, by the way, if you can do that.
I'll tell you this. There was a player, played in the Metroplex, made his way to the NFL, definitely played on the Redskins for some time, and he always referred to himself in the third person, and I thought it was amazing. All right. Here we go. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
So the first one I'm going to go with Cowboys 49ers. I feel like that has to be a lock.
That is correct.
There we go. Look at you.
The Cowboys and 49ers, you're starting off strong. Cowboys 49ers, the number one rivalry of the 1990s. Here are the stats that you need to know. Longest winning streak both teams had, three games. The 49ers held the overall advantage in the decade of 5-4. However, in the games that mattered the most, the playoff games, because they played in back-to-back-to-back NFC championship games, the Cowboys won two of those. And I'll always argue, and I know Corey will till his dying day, that they should have won all three of those games. The 94 NFC championship game and the 92 NFC championship game are listed as the two best. In 94, the 49ers beat the Cowboys 38-28, and in 92... the Cowboys beat the 49ers 30-20 in what might be my favorite football game of all time, because I was, I think, 12 at the time. And I remember everybody told me that the Cowboys were going to lose because they were going to play on the road against a more veteran savvy, having done it before, 49ers team with Steve Young, where Troy Aikman was still making his way out in the world. And of course I hated the 49ers because I loved Joe Montana, and then they benched him and I was like, oh, we're going to destroy them. And then we did, and it was the best game ever. So Cowboys 49ers.
That was my lock. That was my lock.
And you did it. I'm proud of you.
Okay. That is correct.
Okay. All right. So this was kind of regional to me because I was born and raised in Kansas City, Missouri. I'm going to go Broncos Chiefs. The Broncos Chiefs rivalry in the 90s was pretty epic, I thought. So I'm going to go Broncos Chiefs as another one.
That is correct.
Look at you.
Number four on the list.
Okay. All right. All right. I'm cooking a little bit. Okay.
The Broncos and Chiefs both had winning streaks of three during this run. The Broncos won 11 and lost 10, so it was a back-and-forth rivalry. However, the Broncos also won the only playoff game, the 1997 divisional round game, in which the Broncos triumphed 14-10. However, in addition to that, they said the best game was probably October 17th, 1994, when the Chiefs defeated the Broncos 31-28, and I do believe that would have been after the Chiefs acquired Joe Montana.
That's right.
So, Kevin, we've got the submission on the fan text. Bulls Pistons, I think that they're very correct, right?
I mean,
if this was an NBA segment?
Actually, believe it or not, I say no.
What?
Because I think Bulls Pistons is more of an 80s rivalry. I know it trickled over into the, it's tough because like it trickled over
to right there on the end,
89-90, and then obviously into the 90-91. But that would be one of those things, if I could like piggyback the decades, that's like one of the greatest rivalries in NBA history. It's just that you only got like two really viable or one and a half viable seasons out of it when it came to the 90s. But yeah, no question, that's one of the best rivalries of all time. Now, keep in mind, we are looking for best NFL rivalries of the 90s. Yeah. So, if you submitted The Undertaker against Bret Hart, although they changed the name just to infuriate me, that might be Corey. Or if you said WWF versus WCW, under other circumstances, I would obviously agree with you.
However, great answer.
Since we're just going
with the NFL,
for NFL, I cannot give you credit for that. All right, here's the situation. KG bid three. He has already gotten two correct, number one and number four. And number four is a big one because I would not have guessed you would have got that. There are three more answers on the board. If you get this next one, you could be victorious.
Okay, so I had a little bit of time to think about this one. And this one kind of got close because it a little bit spilled into the early 2000s, but I'm going to still go with it anyway. I'm going to go Packers and 49ers is one of the NFL's rivalries of the 90s.
How confident are you in that answer?
I'm going to go 95.6%.
Were you more confident before I ask you how confident you were?
Yes.
Okay. You should always go with your gut. That is correct. Yes! That is number two on the board. The Packers won six of the eight games.
Love being a winner.
Well, hold on just one second, because there's a twist to this game that you might not have known about.
Wait, you can't change the rules, man.
Oh, thank you very much.
He's doing this whole ask the questions, change the rules type thing.
Just when you thought you had all the answers, I changed the question, all right? Yeah, yeah. That's how it goes. So, the Packers defeated the 49ers six out of their eight meetings in the 1990s, including three of the four playoff games. Mm-hmm. The only one they did not win was that bat-ass crazy 1998 NFC wildcard game where the 49ers were victorious 30-27. And I'm telling you, man, you take the crew in the 90s of the Packers, 49ers, and Cowboys, and I think it was essentially five straight years, or at least four, where the NFC Championship game was the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And you knew, like, just whoever won that game was going to win the Super Bowl. So,
and Reggie White was a player for me that defined the 90s. Reggie White was so good.
Oh, man, you need to talk with Broadus about Reggie White. He loves, so loves Reggie White.
Another submission from the fan text, O.J. Simpson versus the state of California.
Oh, boy.
I mean, O.J. Simpson versus me not watching TV was a big rivalry, too, because I had to know, like, what was going on. I still hold firm that that might be the second biggest story that's happened in my life. Now, of course, I need to reevaluate after 2020 because there's a lot of things happening. But prior to 2020, I think the O.J. Simpson saga might have been the second biggest story that has occurred in my lifetime. So, KG, you have shown your football knowledge, and you are probably going to win. However...
Probably.
Here is where the fun part starts.
Okay.
There are two more answers on the board. You can shut this thing down by giving me those two answers, or you can allow Reggie the opportunity to steal. And if he gets both answers, he will win the game.
I'm going to take a shot at one more.
Oh, I wouldn't do that because remember.
Wait, I'll have to do two.
You have to do both of them. So if you only think you know one, you should pass to Reggie. And if he gets anything wrong, he loses. And you are double victorious over him.
Hmm. Oh, boy. This is tough. This is a lot tougher than I thought. Okay. All right, Reggie. I'm going to give you a shot. Let's see what you got. Let's see what you got.
I was too busy thinking about the jokes.
Reggie has the opportunity to steal. So far, we have Cowboys 49ers, number one. We have 49ers Packers, number two. And we have the Broncos and the Chiefs, number four. There are two answers on the board. Can Reggie steal and take the game away? And by the way, for people who are saying over 9/11, no, 9/11 would be the first biggest story. And the OJ thing would be the second biggest. So, yes, that is the hierarchy. Reggie, take it away.
Just slide in one more joke. The Bills versus the Lombardi Trophy.
Come on.
Come on.
Quit stalling, Reggie.
That is a fair joke, which I find hilarious.
I mean, those are facts.
You get the chance to watch I think it's called the Four Falls of Buffalo or something like that. It's very fascinating. And I still think had Norwood made that kick in Super Bowl 25, I believe it was 25, against the Giants, that really could have changed what happened from there.
All right.
NBA rivalry of the 90s would be Bulls and Knicks. Ooh, that's a good submission.
Yeah,
those teams
straight up
hated each other, too.
That's fair. I will readily admit I wasn't outside like that in the 90s when it comes to, like, NFL football. Obviously, mentioned the Bills. Clearly, they were some level of good. They didn't get it done. But, you know, there was that. And I know that in division that they also had the Dolphins. And I recall them being pretty good as well. So I will go with Bills Dolphins because I imagine they met up a decent amount.
That is correct.
Word.
Number five on the list. The Bills defeated the Dolphins 15 out of their 24 meetings. Longest win streak, the Bills of 4. And the Bills held a playoff record of 3-1. The most notable game, the best game, was the Bills defeated the Dolphins in the divisional round in 1990. And, man.
How are we defining rivalry, by the way?
Whatever CBS told me. Because
15-9, 3-1 in the playoffs, that sounds pretty dominant to me.
I think number three could be very questionable in terms of that. So,
is this the Serena Williams, Maria Sharapova scale of rivalry? Like, is that what we're doing
They're
here?
A rival in terms of they didn't maybe like each other and they played a lot. So maybe that's all there is to it. But
Okay. Like
you look at it, you had Don Shula, you had Jimmy Johnson, you had Dan Marino, obviously you had Jim Kelly, Thurman Thomas, you had Marv Levy, like the names were out there. All right.
Also, if we're going to bring up jokes, you know, somebody throw in the Jerry Jones versus Jimmy Johnson.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. That's the number one football rivalry. So maybe you want to guess that. Ooh. All right. You got number five. There is one answer on the board. Could Reggie steal this game by my crooked game show tactics?
Clearly.
And take the win.
You're perfect heel.
Could I be steering this towards somebody who's always on my show? Maybe. Mm. Who's to say?
Mm. I think you're saying.
Oh, yeah, I definitely am.
Well, all right. So the Cowboys clearly dominated the 90s. So I feel like the Cowboys are going to be represented more than once on here. I want to go in division, but I feel like that's wrong. Like, I know Washington was pretty good, but I don't know if that would make to this list. Plus, you already said that you felt like it was a little...
Some people think the 91 Washington team was the best NFL team ever.
All right, now he's steering me towards the answer, so I think he's trying to set me up to fail.
Oh, right after KG thought I was setting you up to
win.
Oh,
yeah, no. Nobody trusts you
that
at this point.
That is the obvious
I'm
answer.
I'm the house guest, so I think you two are in cahoots.
Hagelin's not to be trusted.
I'm unbiased in that I will try to screw over all competitors in the competition.
Mm-hmm. I honestly don't know, so I'm going to cheat, and I'm just going to look at the fan text, and they told me to say Cowboys-Packers.
That is correct!
Time out. Wait, hold on. Let me tell you what wasn't a rivalry in the 90s, okay? The Cowboys dump trucked the Packers at every turn that they had.
Now, if you need statistical evidence to back that up, I'll take you to the numbers. They played 10 times in the decade. The Packers won one of those times. The Cowboys won 9 of 10. They went 3-0 in the playoffs, and they had a win streak of 8 and defeated them in the 1995 NFC Championship game, 38-27. And if you need further proof of this, if Broadus is listening, he would call in and tell you how the Cowboys were the bane of his existence at different points during the 90s. So, when you talk about what is a rivalry and what is not, they played a lot, but it was very much Serena.
This is
clearly
the Maria
right here.
Yeah, clearly the Serena Williams, Maria Sharapova sliding scale of rivalries. Because let me tell you what wasn't a rivalry: Cowboys Packers in the 90s.
I know we got to go, but real quick from the 940, they said Houston Buffalo. Do you feel that? Because I know that they did have a couple of meetings and like when they were getting to those Super Bowls. I just don't know that like that was enough to consider a rivalry.
I do, because also wasn't that the – that was the incredible Frank Reich comeback game,
that's right.
Yes.
I think. And so I could see that because people sleep on how awesome Warren Moon was for a spell there. So I could see that, but I didn't make the list. And you didn't make the victory circle, KG.
I won.
Wow.
I won. That's
you
all I'm
have a
say.
Fair point there.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.